What happens when a nation thinks it's too rich, too secure, and too connected to ever fall? In Ezekiel chapter 27, God takes down Tyre, the economic superpower of its day, in a single devastating lament. Their ships, their trade, their confidence, all swallowed by the sea. Join me as we ask, could what happened to Tyre happen to us? Let's dive in. Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. That's FPIW.org or FPIWaction.org. Today is Old Testament Tuesday. It's my favorite day of the week. I love reading the Old Testament because it is the story and foundation of what happens in the New Testament. The gospel was preached beforehand to Abraham. It's always been about the gospel. It will always be about the gospel. And the gospel came before the law of Moses. So we are going through the book of Ezekiel, and we are in chapter 27, and it's going to be a lot of reading. It's a lot of verses today, so there's going to be very little commentary, but we're seeing the judgments of the nations who have attacked Israel, who have celebrated Israel's waywardness, and who have rejoiced over the fact that Israel has turned from Almighty God. And Tyre was one of those nations. So if you're enjoying these daily devotions, I want to encourage you to subscribe, like, share, and comment. And if you're in that Washington Defender app, place this in your huddle. Also, if you are a financial supporter of FPIW or FPIW Action, thank you so very much for your generosity. You are helping us change the heart so that we change the public square. So let's dive into Ezekiel chapter 27. Again, it's going to be mostly reading because I think it's like almost 40 verses. It's 36 verses, but we'll read through it. Moreover, the word of the Lord came to me saying, and you, son of man, take up a lamentation over Tyre. Now, lamentation is an idea of running towards God with an injustice or pain or sorrow and saying, God, I'm frustrated with this, or I am sad about this, or I am concerned about this, whatever it might be, and allowing God to be your comforter. It's lamenting over a judgment of God as we go. And say to Tyre, who dwells at the entrance of the sea, merchant of the peoples to many coastlands, thus saith the Lord God. So he's giving us the geographical area of Tyre. O Tyre, you have said, I am perfect in beauty. Your borders are in the heart of the seas. Your builders have perfected your beauty. They have made all your planks of fir tree from Sinner. They have taken a cedar from Lebanon to make a mast for you. O oaks of Bashan, they have made your oars. With ivory, they have inlaid your deck of boxwood with coastlands of Cyprus. Your cell was the fine embroidered linen from Egypt, so that became your distinguishing mark. Your awning has purple and blue from the coastlands of Elshai. The inhabitants of Sidon and Arvad were your rowers. Your wise men, O Tyre, were abroad. They were your pilots. The elders of Gebal and her wise men were with you, repairing your seams. All the ships of the sea and their sailors were with you in order to deal in your merchandise. So we see that Tyre was a beautiful place surrounded by water. Now we know that this island, they thought they were fortified and protected, that nothing would come in. But Alexander the Great built a bridge of rocks to get over to conquer them. So Persia and Lud and Put were in your army, your men of war. They hung shield and helmet in you. They set forth your splendor. Thus the son of Arvid and your army were on your walls all around you, and the Gamadin were in your towers. They hung their shields on your walls all around you. They perfected your beauty. Tarshish was your customer because of the abundance of all kinds of wealth. With silver, iron, tin, and lead, they paid for your wares. Javan, Tubal, Meshish, they were your traders with the lives of men and vessels of bronze. They paid for your merchandise. Those from Beth Torgamath gave horses and war horses and mules for your waters. The sons of Dedan were your traders. Many coastlands were your markets. Ivory tusks and ebony they brought as your payment. Aram was your customer because of the abundance of your goods. They paid for your wares with emerald, purple, embroidered work, fine linen, coral, and rubies. Judah and the land of Israel, they were your traders. With the wheat of Minnith, cakes, honey, oil, and balm, they paid for your merchandise. So you're seeing all this economic system was surrounded around Tyre. Damascus was your customer because of the abundance of your goods, because of the abundance of all kinds of wealth, because of the wine of Helbam and white wool. Vadan and Javan paid for your wares from Uzal. And I may be butchering some of these. It's okay, though. Wrought iron, kasa, and sweet cane were among your merchandise. The Dan traded that you in saddlecloths for riding. Arabia and all the princes of Kedar, they were your customers for lambs, rams, and goats, for they were your customers. Look at all this. Tyre is like almost like the United States in one sense. They were like the main hub of all of economy happening in the Middle East. The traders of Sheba and Rama, they were traded with you. They paid for your wares with the best of kinds of spices and with all kinds of precious stones and gold. Haran, Cani, Aden, and traders of Sheba, Ashur, Shamad traded with you. They traded with you in choice garments and clothes of blue embroidered work and carpets of many colors and tightly wound cords, which work among the merchandise. The ships of Tarshish were the carriers for your merchandise, and you were filled and were very glorious in the heart of the sea. So we see that Tyre thought they were untouchable. They were the center of trade. So much of the surrounding region traded with them. Everyone was their customer. They thought, we have favor. We are protected. Your rowers were brought you into great waters. The east wind was broken you in the heart of the seas. Your wealth, your wares, your merchandise, your sailors, and your pilots, your repairers of seams, your dealers of merchandise, and all your men of war who are in you, with all your company that is in your midst, will fall into the heart of the seas on the day of your overthrow. He's saying, hey, destruction's coming. And what was Tyre's sin? You look back, and they weren't just an innocent. They had things against Israel. And the judgment of Tyre from chapter 26 we just read earlier. At the sound of the cry of the pilots, the pastures lands will shake. All the handle of the oar, the sailors and the pilots of the sea will come down from the ships. They will stand on the land and they will make their voice heard over you. And you will cry bitterly. They will cast dust on their heads. They will wallow in ashes. Also, they will make themselves bald for you and gird themselves with sackcloth, and they will weep for you in bitterness of soul with bitter mourning. Moreover, in the wailing, they will take up a lamentation for you and lament over you. Who is like Tyre, like her who is silent in the midst of the sea? When your wares went out from the seas, you satisfied many peoples with the abundance of your wealth and your merchandise, you enriched the kings of the earth. Now that you are broken by the seas and the depths of the waters, your merchandise and all your company have fallen in the midst of you. All the inhabitants of the coastlands are appalled at you, and the kings are horribly afraid. They are troubled in your countenance. The merchants among the peoples hiss at you. You have become terrified, and you will cease to be forever. All right, so the final remark is that Tyre will cease to be forever. And guess what? It's not there anymore. Sure, there's an outlying city, but where that island is just destroyed. It's just ruins, completely fulfilled. So what can we learn from this? Tyre as a nation had wealth, they had abundant security, and they had the ability to trade and do merchandise for all the region. And yet, they did not treat God's people well. And so God said, mm-mm, you're being destroyed. That's what we can learn from. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this example of the nation of Tyre, God, or the region of Tyre, however you want to say that, the island of Tyre. God, we pray that we can learn from them. Let us not put our hope in our wealth, our economy, or in anything that would try to be of ourselves. We know in the next chapter, the king of Tyre declared that he is God. And so help us not to see ourselves as a God. God, you are God. You alone are God. And Lord, we want to be a blessing to you and to all the nations and to the nation of Israel, your chosen nation. So God, go before us in all things, surround us, give us wisdom and insight, and our hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and his righteousness. We do not trust the sweetest frame, but only lean on Jesus' name. We thank you for your goodness, your mercy, and your grace. In Jesus' name, amen. Go out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that Champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.